Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
All right, Caroline, now you're on.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Good morning. Am I on live now?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, everybody. It's Caroline. Hope you're doing okay today. Today, we are going to be discussing, it is November, and in Laguna Beach, it is Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month. And I would like to welcome Karen Williams and Heather Stratman, who are going to be talking to us about a specific event this weekend, but also sort of the overall month of homelessness, hunger and homelessness awareness efforts that we are doing here in Laguna Beach. Karen, well, good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Hi. Thank you for having us.
Hi. Karen is the president and CEO of 211 Orange County and will be the moderator of a panel discussion called Housing in Orange County, Challenges and Solutions. And she'll talk about that in a little bit. And Heather Stratman is the executive director of the Association of California Cities of Orange County. And ladies, why don't you dive in and tell my listeners all about what the panel discussion is all about and the Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month.
Great. Thank you so much. We have a wonderful panel discussion on this Saturday. We're going to be joined by Laguna Beach's own Don Price, who is the executive director of the Friendship Shelter. We have Heather Stratman, who's here with us today, who's going to be talking to about what cities are doing in the community. We have Brenyel Tumor Bias, who's with United Way, who's very involved in the issue of housing development and different education programs in the community. Judson Brown, who's works for the city of Santa Ana and who's come up with some very interesting programs for affordable housing, which is such an issue for our community. Jackie Jordan is going to be talking about what One Step Ministries does, which is a faith-based program that's been in place for 9 years here in the community. And then Renetta Johnson is going to be talking about the different ways, different kind of programs that are available with available for work programs, for people to be able to actually work and be employed. And Heather, maybe you want to talk a little bit from a community standpoint with the cities.
Sure, absolutely. It's nice to be here. Thank you. So what are our focus is on what can our cities do to provide additional opportunities for housing, affordable housing. As we know, even the cost of a one-bedroom rental at this point ranges from $1,400 to $2,400, depending on the area that you're looking for housing in the county. So we don't have enough supply, and then those units that are somewhat affordable are being taken up by, you know, your workforce, just your regular workforce. In 2013, redevelopment agencies were dissolved by the state of California, and that was a game changer for municipalities across the state. So if you look at us here in Orange County, we have 34 cities, and many of those cities had redevelopment agencies. When the tax increment wasn't going back to replenish the affordable housing funds, many of those cities didn't really know what to do. It's like, okay, we don't have the resources now to put dollars into affordable housing to help developers sort of make the deal, right? So what we have proposed to our cities is that we go back to state law and amend affordable housing law to create greater flexibility in the definition of what is affordable. Transitional or bridge housing for the homeless population or for those that are at risk is not currently allowed under state law. So we want to amend that law to create more flexibility so cities have greater opportunities to create affordable housing, as well as let cities pool their dollars together. That's pretty powerful. So let's say you have three contiguous cities and they're all sitting on $500,000. You can't do a lot with $500,000 independently, but if you pool those resources together, suddenly projects start to happen.
And currently that is not, they can't do that.
No, under state law,
that's not laws that say they can't do that.
Right. So we need to go in and amend those laws.
And at the same time, while we have this kind of the perfect storm, while that was going on, we also have seen our homeless population increase, partially due to Prop 47 having been passed a couple of years ago, which is releasing people from prison where they don't really have any place to go.
So they're just sort of dropped off.
Right. But, so when you've seen the increase in Civic Center, right, a lot of it has been from that, the Civic Center in Santa Ana, because they get released at 12:15 in the morning, and where are they going to go?
You would think there would be like a solution to, you know, that there would be a connector where, okay, they're going to, yes, release the prisoners that don't belong. Where do they go? What do they do?
Kind of
Where's
transition.
The bridge there? You mm-hmm. know, it's like a disconnect that
right.
is...
I'd put in a pitch here for the city of Santa Ana. Under federal law, to get Section 8 vouchers for housing, you have to go through a criminal background check. And many cities have increased or sort of the regulations for those criminal background checks. Santa Ana went back and said, okay, we're going to go back to the federal standards, which lowered those criminal background checks, so you can get more of these people who were in the early release program into housing and off the streets.
And so that's going to be one of the other speakers, Judson Brown from the city of Santa Ana. He's been the driving force for that, and it's been just incredible to see what's happened. I think one of the things that we have a tendency to have is this divide of them versus us, right? Mm-hmm. So you take a look at who the homeless are among us, and I just found out a month or so ago that at Saddleback College, Community College, they have 600 homeless students a semester. I mean, that's, you sit back and go, what?
Yeah, the face of homelessness has completely changed. It's families, it's people that were maybe in lower, the lower income, that the economy has completely wiped them out.
Or they've been priced out of their apartments as apartments have gone up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's, especially here in California. Yeah. So where is the panel? Tell the listeners where the panel is and how they can, check it out.
So the panel discussion is going to be held at City Council Chambers, the Laguna Beach City Council Chambers, and it will be this Saturday, November 12th, from 1 to 3 p.m. We really encourage people to come. It's going to be a little bit presentation, but a lot of dialogue with the community.
So Q&A with the community. Okay, that's great. Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of people have a lot to say about this.
Yeah, our goal is to educate people, because I think the more that people are educated, the more we're going to be able to find solutions. And I'm completely convinced that within this community that we have the wherewithal to solve the issue of homelessness. I really, truly believe that. And there's been a lot of work done over the last 3 or 4 years to set the pieces in place to help support finding that solution, but we need the community to be involved.
Yeah, I think with the advent of the Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month, that has really upped the bar and opened up the doors for people to, like you said, get more educated and to help move these programs and help our homelessness community. But I want to make a distinction that you were telling me that this panel is for affordable housing. I mean, we talked about that a little bit earlier in this talk, but for everyone.
For everyone.
It's not just for homeless.
It's for seniors. It's for these students who don't have a place to live. It's for families who've been priced out of their apartments. Yeah, absolutely.
So what else is just overall for the month? Can you talk about some of the other events that are happening in the community that people can participate in?
Well, one thing that I'd like to make sure people that are aware of, that 211 Orange County manages a project called the Point in Time Count and Survey. That actually happens, the final date on that is January 28th, Saturday, January 28th, where we rally about 1,000 volunteers in the community, and we literally go out and count and survey the homeless. But what's important prior to that is, starting here in the month of November through December, we ask volunteers to help us actually walk the maps that we've got of where we believe homeless are sleeping. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in volunteering with that, you can go to our website, 211oc.org. That's 211oc.org. And there at the very top of the page, it says Point in Time. You can click on that and you can find out more information.
And 211, for those of you that don't know, is the number you call when? Go ahead.
What is the number that you call when you're looking for resources? So where you might call 911 for an emergency, as in you need an ambulance or a fire or law enforcement, 211 is for all other emergencies. So if you're looking for food, if you're looking for help for your aged parents and you don't know where to go, or if you have a child with disabilities and you don't know where to go, looking for legal help but you can't afford it, looking for help with your utilities, your rent, whatever, you dial 211. And what we do is we connect you to all of the agencies that are in the community. And it's a free resource.
It's
all
incredible.
You have to do is just dial the number 211.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, wrapping up, Karen and Heather, is there any last things you want to say about your panel or the Hunger and Homelessness Awareness program in Laguna Beach?
We really hope people turn out for this. We had about 75, I think, or 80 people. Last year it was a very, very good dialogue, and I'd invite people not only to come themselves, but if you have kids who are junior high, high school age, please bring them. It's a really good lesson, I think, mm-hmm. in civics in terms of what we as a community can do together.
Yeah. I agree.
I would only echo Karen's statements. It's what we can all do together. If we work independently, it's like we're just not getting there. But it is the collaboration and bringing everyone together, have the community involved.
Yeah, that was the foundation of this mm-hmm. Month for sure. I just want to note that there's also a toiletry drive, and there are donate unused toiletries to drop off at locations throughout Laguna Beach, and the Girl Scouts is helping to support that. You can volunteer time, and there should be flyers all over town that have like outline all the things going on. The food drive with the bins, everybody knows about that are all over town. Bring non-perishable foods to put in the bins. And there's a Thanksgiving potluck on November 24th at the Laguna Beach Neighborhood Congregational Church. So you could check that out. And a film screening. So
we did that one Monday.
Oh, this film screening is over. Anyway, so listeners that are in Laguna Beach, get out there. Get involved. These posters are all over town. Food drive, toiletry drive. You can participate in a variety of ways. Karen and Heather, thank you so much for being on the show, and good luck, and congratulations for getting this, program really off the ground, and it's doing really well.
Great,
in the
thank
community.
You so much Thanks. For having us.
And if for all you listeners out there that have any other wonderful people or nonprofits or causes that you would like for me to look at to have on my show, please go to the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and send me a note, and I will consider it. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.